Hey, by the way, what happened with you and Gene Simmons?
Oh, that asshole. Boy.
All I know is I was getting phone calls all night long from you, Ben,
Ben
Steve.
Laughing his ass off.
Really? That's surprising. Gene, that's what?
Gene blew him off.
What happened? Gene Simmons. We just had him on the show, what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
I'm in a bathroom. All right, granted, that's a little bit creepy. Mm-hmm. I'm in a bathroom, and I see him, and he walks in the men's room at the Venetian. So he walks by, I go, hey, Gene, and he goes, hello, and of course he doesn't look, he just keeps going straight. Again, he's a rock star, I don't blame him, I wouldn't look at me either in the men's room. I decide to wait outside, say hello real quick, and his security notices me kind of lurking there with Steve. So Gene walks out, and I'm like, hey, man, you know, I'm on the Opie and Anthony show, you just called in last week, and he's like, all right, and he just won't even look, he just walks right by.
Wow.
And, Steve, were you there when he got blown off by Gene Simmons?
Yeah, we both did. We both got totally, totally blown off in a really condescending. I forgot.
Yes, you did.
Oops. It was just, he's, like Jimmy said, he's walking into the bathroom. I was the first one out. I said, oh, hey, Gene Simmons. He said, oh, hi, how you doing? And as Jimmy came out, we waited. We were going to talk to him. And it was just so goddamn dismissive and condescending. And we totally explained who we were, exactly who we were, mentioned the fact that he was on the show. We just wanted to talk to him. And he just, and his response was, that's nice. Nice for you. I have to go.
And he goes, and then he had to leave. And he goes, oh, Opie and Anthony, I might see those guys later. And I'm like, all right, can I just get a quick picture with you? He's like, no, I'm really running late. He goes, you can walk with me if you want. So I start walking with him to get the picture, and then Yoshi is just backing up and, like, trying to take... All he had to do was stop,
stop
for one
second,
and he wouldn't stop or look at me. So fuck you, Gene.
Ooh. Oh, hey, relax.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that really annoyed me. That really annoyed me.
He was one of your heroes growing up.
He was one of my heroes growing up.
Jimmy Robinson.
Sorry I wasn't hawking a Kiss keychain, motherfucker.
It wasn't just a setup to maybe coddle you a little later?
Oh, did he annoy me. Every bit of loyalty I had for him went out the window, and I wanted to spit on him. I was so aggravated.
Wow.
How many bad people bashed him, called in, trashing him, and like an asshole, I defended him.
You did.
Time and time again. And he doesn't need me to defend him. He's a billionaire. It's not going to change. But it just really, really annoys me. Look, I'm not anywhere near that level of fame, but I've taken enough fan pictures to know that you can stop for 1 second.
A second.
Disinterested shithead.
Wow, it was just...
6'3" in your dark Undertaker suit, that stupid straight-ahead look on your face. We get it. You're a genius. We get it.
You have really turned.
Oh, did that? I can't tell you.
Lousy picture.
I am so tired. Yeah, but you know what? It was. Steve was right. I understood he was busy and he had to leave, dude. I didn't expect a 40-minute photo shoot, but he knew. We were talking about being on the show, and we're members of the show, and he could have just stopped for 1 second and taken that picture. He didn't give a shit.
Right.
Sorry, I didn't have anything to sell for you.
That's what it was. It wasn't advantageous to him to stop for a second. There was nothing in it for him to stop, Jimmy.
God, that made me sick to my stomach. And De Niro, your last three movies have sucked dick. Anyone who didn't take pictures with me.
Over $200 million.
Nah, I'm not talking about this. I'm not talking about the Fockers. Just the other stuff he's done has stunk.
Just goes to show you, more sheep in this country.
But have you seen the movie?
Just get online. I've seen the ads. I've seen the trailers.
Dude, I've seen
Barbara Streisand. Yes, I know it stinks. I know it stinks. They got the same jokes from the first movie. Same gags.
How do you know? You haven't
because
really seen
I
the
saw
movie.
The trailer. They put the good stuff in the trailer to try to get the people there. And if that's the good stuff, please.
Third week in a row that it was number one at the box office.
Number one, making hundreds of millions of dollars. And it just looks ridiculous. Barbara Streisand, stop it. Ugh.
I saw it. It's more of the same jokes. He's right.
It's the same movie.
All right.
The same stupid jokes. And the people keep just flocking to that thing.
Speaking of Gene Simmons.
Well, we have the Kiss keychain, we have the Kiss coffin, we have the Kiss hat. We get it, shithead.
Dude, but he was one of your heroes.
Dude, he was a childhood idol. 30 years I've been a fan.
This is all it takes to turn you?
No. I've been turned out. It wasn't that. It was the attitude. It was this smugness, and it just made me sick. It made me sick. And also my own nonsense has made me sick.
Too good.
My own defending this asshole when people would call in and smash him on the air.
You feel like a used whore.
And again, he asked me to do nothing. That's my own fault. I'm not blaming him for that. And I realize he's one of the biggest rock stars on the planet. I don't expect a guy to stop and chit-chat with every mope like myself.
If you're walking next to him and someone's in front of him with a camera.
And he told me you could walk with me, and he knew I was from the Opie and Anthony show, and he knew he had just called in and we had interviewed him. That's what the problem
was. Did he get a walking action shot?
No, Yoshi tried, but it wouldn't flash. And I finally said to Yoshi, I'm not going to beg him. Fuck this. And we stopped.
Wow.
And then the complaining began.
Oh, I can't tell you how aggravating that was.
He lamented about this for a good 3-4 hours after the
was
fact.
I was
just obsessed over it.
I was pissed off, man. Really pissed off. I'm really busy. Doing what? What are you busy doing?
All right.
Certainly not creating a good record in the last 15 years. What are you busy doing? Another rap video, perhaps? Firestarter. Fuck you.
Just because you didn't get a picture.
Dude, I can't tell you how much that aggravated me.
All right.
Maybe you can. This is how annoying he is. He has to go to Australia to find a room full of people who want to hear him babble for 30 minutes. More about your philosophy on life. Well, I think that you shouldn't get married. That's easy to say if you're a bassist in a multi-billion-dollar rock band, stupid. Most people don't have those options.
True. Gotta agree with
you.
No,
but he would defend all this if he got his picture. That's what amazing.
Oh, I know I'm a phony. I know. This just
Thank you.
I just attacked De Niro in his shit movies. I'm tired of being nice to these celebrities. I'm tired of it. It kind of made me realize what a worm I am sometimes.
What a worm you are. Ugh. I know. Yeah.
All right. Well, what is this audio you got in front of me here?
This is now, is Vanity a friend of yours, Jim? That's what I wasn't clear on. Did you know Vanity from before?
Just from AVN, I know Vanity, but I like Vanity.
Vanity's a transsexual that we met while we were at the AVN Expo, and apparently there was a story that we got from Joey Silvera, who we had lunch with, that Gene Simmons had hit on Vanity, this transsexual, and there was a whole story that he tried to get Vanity alone in his hotel room. And so we got Vanity alone in a room and asked her, is it proper to call?
It's got a cock.
No, it's a her. If you see her, it's a her.
Very the most convincing transsexual I have ever seen in my life, except for the penis. And
did you see the penis?
Yeah, we got video of how to tuck a penis back.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, she.
These guys were in heaven for 3 days. I mean, that's all I got to tell you, man. These guys.
We got the whole visual on how a transsexual tucks the penis behind the legs, and it was just absurd video.
Oh.
When is all this video going to start making its way up on the website?
I'll start cutting it up this afternoon.
All right.
But
you got video of our new gag, by the way.
The Jimmy thing, yeah.
You gotta get video of our new gag so people at home can understand it and play along when we do it from time to time.
And do you have any audio of Firestarter? Maybe we could put that on and all dance and cross over to another market.
Yeah, it's in delay. Daryl, get it.
All right, listen, so here's the story, I guess, that she told.
Yes.
It's Vanity?
Vanity.
This is Vanity, last year's Transsexual Performer of the Year at AVN.
Nominated
again, and she should certainly win. And what happened with you and Gene Simmons blew me off today like a real asshole. What happened with you and he last year?
I was walking with my ex-boyfriend, and he asked me to go and like tap on his shoulder. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do that because I don't like to impose on anybody. But I was like, okay, fine. So I went over there, and I'm like, hey, what's up, Gene? I'm a fan. My name is Vanity. And it's a trip because I just saw one of your films with the original Vanity, the Prince Vanity. And he was like, oh, my God, yeah, I know her. Da, da, da. And I said, well, you know what? I'm transsexual, you know? And he was like, what? You're the fucking best transsexual I've ever seen. And he was like, no fucking way. And he was with this girl. I don't know if it's his wife or girlfriend. And he was like, come back up to the hotel with us, to the room with us. And I was like, yeah, you know? And then my ex-boyfriend came up to him, and he's like, hey, can I get a picture with you and Vanity? He was like, get the fuck away from me, you know? And I was like, that's my friend. That's Doug. That's my friend. He's with me. He's like, oh, I don't give a fuck. I just want you here. I don't want anybody else around here. No fucking pictures. And then, like, I was like, okay, whatever. I don't know if I want to hang out with this guy, you know? And he's like, give me your number. So I wrote it down, and I was handing it to him, and the girl or wife, whatever, she just, like, snatched it from my hand and took it from me. So I don't know what happened from there. I guess she just didn't want him, you know, involved with me because I'm transsexual. Because she was like, oh, my God, if people are getting this, you know, recording this, then you could get in so much trouble, Gene, da-da-da-da. But, you know, he definitely wanted some, that's for sure.
Wow.
For sure. Like, it just sounds like a guy trying to put on a girl voice. I'm sorry. You hear occasionally,
yeah,
you get that yodel thing where it gets back into the male voice.
Yeah, if you're just going on the audio, it does sound very masculine, but but you know what? Visually?
That audio? I was like Mr. Edison's talking machine. Was that recorded on...
It was recorded on a little, one of those...
a foil disc?
Yeah, dictating machine.
What I did was incorporate this wax disc on this needle, and what you do is you talk into this, I call it a microphone.
Jesus.
Well, that's because
the hell, what kind of recording device is that?
That's because just before we flew to Vegas, I go, Steve, you got anything to record audio on? And he goes, no. I go, well, don't you think it would be a good idea? So he went to Radio Shack and got this cheap little thing.
It wasn't cheap, but it was the best one they had. And it's one of those little digital dictating machines. And it doesn't help that there's 8,000 people talking in the room around you when you're doing this.
Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow.
Oh, my goodness.
So there you go.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the transsexual.
I guess the point is, if I was wearing a dress, Gene would have been happy to invite me to his room.
Is that clip kind of telling us that Gene's a cocksucker? Is that what it...
No, I don't know.
I
don't say that at all. No,
is that what you're trying to say, Jimmy?
No.
Your hero?
He certainly acts like one.
He was your hero before he decided not to have a picture with you?
His cockiness really just sickened me, and the listeners that were trashing him were right, and I was wrong for defending him. Since my Dell desktop has been out of commission for probably 2 months now, and they promised me a new one a month ago, and I still haven't gotten it.
Oh, boy.
You know, yeah, of course.
I hear Gene Simmons runs that company, Dell.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Maybe I could, what's the word? You get copyright the little money bag symbol. Ugh.
Just because he didn't take a picture.
No, not just
you can't turn on one of your heroes because he wouldn't give you a picture.
Yes, you can. First of all.
You would defend all this stuff, though.
I would defend it, but not the arrogance behind it and not knowing when we'd hawked product for him when he called in a month ago. And I wasn't asking to hang out doing it.
Hey, that's right. We did.
Do you honestly think that we're all friends?
At his business,
we do a radio show. We invite someone like Gene Simmons on to give us some good radio. And in return, he'll promote some crap.
One hand
that's what it is. And when it comes down to it, as soon as these mics are off and he hangs up the phone, he could care less about us. And quite frankly, we could care less about him.
Understandable. But is that really good radio, that stupid audio we played? And him sitting in front of a room full of people who are just so happy to be in the room with him, not realizing that the content is boring and tedious and pompous?
I think he's absolutely right. I think Jimmy's right.
I am right. It's sickening. And again, his level of fame is in a stratosphere I'm never going to hit.
He gave us good radio that day with the Apprentice Girls.
I know he did. Well,
it was kind of fun.
Yeah, I know. He's a pompous ass sitting there with his legs crossed.
Let's go to Iowa and say hi to Jeremy. Jeremy, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, little Jimmy. Do you have fun out in Vegas?
I did, with the exception of that last little incident, Jeremy. But thanks for asking. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I don't blame you.
I'm sorry. I've never done it. The ex-singer of Kiss singer says she is suing rocker Gene Simmons, VH1, for slander. Do anyone know who that is?
Yeah, that's in the paper today, actually.
Yeah, I'll get the article.
You decide to
read it. Oh, and a big smile came on Jimmy's face.
Yeah.
Good, that ass.
Let's see. Gabe from happyanarchy.com. I learned today when little Jimmy dies from AIDS, he's going to be buried in a Kiss casket.
What?
Oh. No,
no,
probably not.
No, I'm sure they'd try to put me in the coffin. It would just look straight ahead and ignore me. Douchebag. Douchebag.
Well, here we go. Here's Leroy Wells from 2 nights ago on American Idol. Listen to this guy.
Hey, Leroy, what's up?
Kennedy! It's this way right here, baby.
Yeah, come on up.
Where you going, dog?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. So then Michael James, I'll come out. Hey. Baby, I got you money, don't you worry. Hey, can you get it?
Wait, slow down. What?
That is great.
Oh, dude, that's stomping and clapping and singing.
If we play that 10 times this morning, it would be stuck in your head, and it just is very catchy, no?
It kind of
is.
Hey. I'll give him that, but he looked like a lunatic crackhead on stage.
Yeah, he definitely had a little crack look to him.
Figure stupid Gene had to open his mouth and spoil it. Douchebag. Oh,
Gene, the worst celebrity judge they've ever had.
Of course he is.
Yeah, I went back way too far, sorry.
Wow.
Hey, Leroy, what's up?
To the beginning.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
It's this way right here, baby.
Yeah, come on up.
Where you going, dog?
Why not just play Ecstasy of Gold?
Yeah.
All right, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Michael Jackson. Hey. If baby, I got your money, don't you worry. Hey, can you do it?
Wait, slow down.
Why don't you introduce us? What's your name?
Okay, my name is Leroy Wells, and I stay in Blaze and Paint for a living at the shipyard with my dad.
What? Wait, Leroy, you got to start again.
Yeah.
I sandblast and paint.
Sandblast and paint?
Yes, sir.
What? Sandblast and paint what?
It's shrimp boat. Sandblast. It's in Balabatry. You know where Balabatry at. It's a shrimp boat. It's real slow like. It's country. And we ain't making no money, so y'all need to put me on TV. Can you dig it?
Yeah.
But wait a minute, dog.
Wait, come back.
Dog.
So,
I play the drums, the keyboard, anything. I'm a musician, you feel me?
You're
but
musician.
See, I got the tech, get y'all crunk so y'all can feel me.
Yo, man, but we need to get crunk
right
like
there. Right there. Look, see. White teeth.
You got your crunk. Put your crunk here. Look at
that. Nigga, that hit that crunk.
Oh, those aren't your teeth.
Sounds like county lockup. What the hell was he yapping about?
Sounds like that scene from Airplane, that old movie.
I speak jive. Unbelievable. That guy was off.
And Randy's saying dog. He has the hip factor of Noah. That's just awful. There's nothing tough about you, stupid.
Dog? Yeah, let's not forget, he was the stand-in bass player in Journey.
Who was?
Years ago. What's his name?
Randy
Jackson.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Randy Jackson was the replacement bass player in Journey when they booted out their original bass player.
And his name
Ross
was?
Ross Valerie, I think it was.
Oh, you know the name. Damn it. I was going to challenge you there.
And oh, my believe me, with my brother in the Journey cover band, I know all about Journey. More than I'd ever want to know.
All right, now here's more of Leroy Wells. Singing some James Brown here, eventually.
Oh, he got his crunk down.
One, two, three. Hey. Baby, I got your money, don't you worry. Hey, can you dig it? Baby, I got your money, don't you worry. Hey. Baby, I got your money, don't you worry. Hey. Baby, I got your money.
Okay, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's catchy as hell.
Catchy. Get him off.
It's catchy.
The guy wouldn't shut up. No one could understand what the hell he was saying. And they entertained him much too long.
Wasn't it Baby, I Got Your Money? That's what you want to hear from a black guy.
Oh, this is the real one?
Oh, I like Leroy's version better. This song stinks. He makes it cool. Good pickup, though, Derek. Very good. Who did that originally? Is it really a Michael Jackson song?
What is it?
Old Dirty Bastard. Okay. No, doesn't Leroy say I'm going to do some Michael Jackson for you?
Yeah, but what the hell is he saying?
Back to the audio.
I can't, you dig it. And then I'm saying, thank you, Jesus, because you got to put Jesus first. If you don't, you ain't going to do nothing.
Tell Simon Cowell he's got to put Jesus first.
Simon, you don't put Jesus first.
No, Simon's over here.
Where?
Right there.
You don't put Jesus first. Something wrong with you. Now, can you dig it?
Seems like a question, else, Randy. In America, do you have a button that puts subtitles on? Do you?
Can you spin the cut?
See y'all later.
This guy needs a subtitle. Yo, dog, but can you sing?
I can sing. It's crunk. It's just going to be crunk. You're just going to do that.
Wait, no.
But sing something.
This
then.
Is a singing competition, honey.
I told you
allegedly.
What I was singing. Hey.
Yeah, but a different song.
The same thing.
James Brown, anything.
I feel good. I knew that I would. So good. So good. And I got you.
Stomping and clapping.
I got it.
Hey, so good. So good. So good.
I got it.
You're a stepper, man. You're a stepper. You're a stomper, huh?
No Negro spoken here.
I thought I heard Negro.
He's a musical fellow.
Yeah.
He knows how to keep a rhythm.
Yeah.
Give him a spackle bucket and some drumsticks and he'll make a fortune out on the streets, but he's not American Idol material.
I just love this guy, though, man. Something about him.
Yeah, but I'm trying to make you feel what I'm talking about.
I feel you, man. We're feeling you, though.
Can you dig it?
Yes. Yeah. We can dig it, baby. Look at Simon. He's right here with you.
Simon, you need to get crunk. You need to cut everything chopped and get crunk your bobby head and do that.
I agree. Can you imagine if Simon had the crunk teeth like that? If Simon was
crunk. Take him out. Look, hey, this for the TV, and this for your mommy and daddy.
Hey. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
I got mine together now.
Yeah. Dog, you ain't right for this, man. But listen, we love you, man. The energy. He's the hype man. I mean, you're the all-time hype man.
You are so entertaining and energetic and fun. But you know this isn't the right competition.
But see, that's why I'm on TV right now, so y'all gonna put me on.
Can I tell you something? You are definitely gonna be on TV.
You're definitely gonna be on TV,
I
man.
That's the thing. I wanna be on Hollywood. I go to Hollywood, I should not be outside. See, y'all don't want me to go to Hollywood, because y'all know I'm gonna take over.
Yeah, you're gonna turn Hollywood out.
And you know that.
Leroy.
So do what you do.
Leroy.
It's all good.
Planet Earth calling Leroy. Leroy.
I see a taser
really
in his future.
You can't get a good assessment of what you do until you listen to Simon.
Oh. What? The winner of the show gets to go on the Jay Leno show the following day. I'd love to be in their office planning that interview. It's just ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I did not understand a word you said.
It's all good. Let me know what's the deal. Am I in? Am I not? So I can go back home and go to work before my dad.
No.
Okay, daddy. I respect
you. No, man. Appreciate you, dog.
Thank you. Y'all got to stand for me. Can you dig?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah, we can dig it, baby. Keep it crunk, baby. Keep crunk in your life.
It's going to stay crunk, boy. I'm going to eat it.
OB. And there he goes.
I think he should have been shot. Gene Simmons, the worst celebrity judge ever. Guy was on People Are Coming Up. They were, like, they give him a little... I don't know, a little extra sympathy to judges usually, and let them go through to the next level if they're good enough.
Yeah,
you don't have to be the best ever to get through the first level because they understand you're nervous, you don't have music backing you and stuff, and they need people that are going to be booted out for the second level anyway. And Gene Simmons is just taking everybody and no, you're not good enough. No, I say no. And people that normally would have gotten through, that would be what pissed me off.
Right.
If I went up there and knew that if Gene Simmons wasn't sitting there, I would have gone through to the next level. And because Gene is like, he was ragging one guy because he didn't look like he should be singing boy band songs. He goes, you're getting a little too old for that genre of music. Me? Yeah. How about you, you fossil?
He's 60 wearing boots and makeup. He's like one of the Andrews sisters.
But he's telling this guy, you know, and then, no, I don't think so.
Is it this clip? Oh, wait, it might be long, though.
Randy.
You guys can both sing, man. It's just funny that you sang Boys to Men songs.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
You guys can definitely both sing.
Definitely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gene?
You know, the Uzi kind of white boy thing really helps when you're a teenager because everybody, the girls swoon and stuff. You're getting to that age where it's becoming... in my opinion, too old to sing this kind of material.
Hey, hello.
That's the biggest problem for me.
Paula?
For me.
Oh, God.
For me,
I just
Jimmy.
Hate him.
No, I won't take a picture
with you.
He was
your hero.
He was, but he's just such a douche.
I'm
you
going
can't
to
like
kick
him.
Kick you down the stairs and then hug you and
can't
hold
believe
you.
I wanted that guy to hug me and love me and make me feel better with his God of Thunder boots.
Anthony, this just in.
Yes.
This just in. Breaking news. You nailed it with Leroy Wells. American Idol hopeful Leroy Wells watches his performance from the lockup.
Oh, no. Are you kidding?
You nailed it, dude.
Are you kidding?
You nailed it. An American Idol hopeful gaining notoriety, but not just for his shot at stardom. TV viewers found Grand Bay's Leroy Wells on national TV Tuesday night. However, on Wednesday, the would-be idol... could be found in jail, Anthony. While millions of American Idol fans kept it locked into Leroy was locked up behind bars for failing to appear in court. The 22-year-old Alabama native wowed fans with his rendition of Got Your Money by ODB. Even though he wasn't able to watch his performance from home, sheriff deputies tell NBC 15 they did allow Leroy and other inmates to watch American Idol from jail.
Oh, nice.
Mobile police spokesman Marcus Young says Leroy Wells was arrested earlier this month for reportedly shooting a handgun into an occupied vehicle.
Nice. There you go. Didn't you just know this guy was a criminal? I don't know. I'm watching the show going, this guy's got to have something bad in his past.
Was he saying, hey, you got my money,
bang, bang. Because, you know what it is? He was too crazy to be a criminal. The guy, you could just picture him on the streets, like, going crazy.
Apparently, they were arguing over how the cars were in the roadway, at which time Mr. Wells allegedly shot the victim in his hip.
Oh, my God.
How the cars were in the roadway, family members say, because Leroy is a pretty boy, he gets picked on a lot, which explains why he may have been carrying a pistol to protect himself.
Wow.
I guess a lot of people picks on him, and he's had that problem since he's been a kid. As he got older, he just got tired of it, and so he took measures into his own hands.
Oh, they quoted. I thought that was a typo. They nope. quoted his family saying, lot of people picks on him.
That's what I mean. A lot of people picks on him.
Alabama.
His brother says, despite those incidents, Leroy is destined for stardom and would not go as far as shooting another human being. I'm saying he didn't do it. It's all hearsay from what I know.
Hearsay.
Yeah.
He shot a gun. A guy has a bullet in his hip.
And oh my God. Wednesday, Leroy's family had trouble coming up with the bond money. Some $11,000.
Who doesn't have 11 grand?
To get your kid out of the...
Opie! What's $11,000?
That's nothing.
It's a mere bag of shells.
Really? I mean, I spent that on dinner last night.
Who doesn't have 11 grand?
But then later they came up with the money. So there you go, and you nailed that one.
Wow.
Hey, hey.
I was making a joke.
We got to rewind the show just a second. You know, Gene Simmons is talking about...
Gene Simmons.
You know, that a lot of these people just don't have talent, and he's very rude and stuff, and he thinks that some of these kids that are still in their very early 20s are getting too old to sing boy yeah. band type songs,
uh-huh.
which was kind of a stretch because, like Jimmy said, he's pushing 60 now and doing his thing still.
Putting on his face makeup and spitting blood. Uh-oh.
Demon coming. Uh-oh.
Well, we got a nice example of Gene Simmons sounding young and hip, Anthony.
All right.
Let's go to the tape now.
I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter. You're the fire starter, twisted fire starter.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter.
Indeed, maybe you shouldn't be singing those songs.
Yeah, I think you're a little too old to try to cross over, stupid.
Ugh.
Yes,
you should see the music video. He's dressed like a pimp in a big fur coat, dancing around in a mall.
Yeah, because he's a fire starter.
Yes, he is.
Ooh.
He spits the fire.
Starts
the
fire.
What an ass.
That guy's hip.
We have to get into the Jimmy thing. Jimmy had a huge weekend.
Yeah. A
couple good stories coming out of your weekend, huh?
Should
we start with Friday, I guess?
Yeah, I think we have to.
Well, there was two great stories. Friday was Babe Fest down there at WYSP.
Babe Fest.
The old home of, one of the homes of the Opie and Anthony program.
That's
it was
right.
like our second home, Philly, I believe. And even Tim Sabian told me he so wished that we were still part of that radio station.
Yeah, they've been great, even since we got booted off. I mean, they've always been supportive of me and the show.
He runs a great radio station, phenomenal. I got to tell you.
Yeah, he's great.
You could just hear it. You just could hear it when you tune in WYSP. Obviously, the commercial thing stinks.
That's not his fault, though.
No, obviously. And Tim Sabian's been yelling and screaming at the company, you got to get Opie and Anthony, you know, as part of this thing again, but they're not listening. So they would rather just, you know, die a slow death as satellite radio takes over the world. That's fine. Whatever. But Tim Sabian's trying to do his part. Anyway, so he invited you to be one of the judges at Babe Fest?
Yeah, I hosted it last year. It was me and Cousin Ed, who's the afternoon guy. And this year I was a judge with Florentine and some guy, Jesus, Hawk, you all right?
Yeah. Oh. Sorry.
That's fine.
What was that?
Some sneeze attack.
All right.
All right.
You look good in your baby blue shirt.
Thank you.
It's periwinkle.
It's nice. So I'm co-hosting. I mean, I'm being a judge this year with Florentine and this guy Bam from MTV, who I had no idea who he was. And some
you don't know Bam from
no
MTV?
No idea. No idea.
He was on Jackass, and then he's got his own show where
Viva La Bam.
Yeah, no, I heard afterwards.
His
I heard
and family.
Wouldn't have known him if he wound up in a buddy booth next to me.
Really?
Never. Heard of him.
Coincidentally enough.
He's kind of big. Bam, there he was.
He's kind of big with the kids, Jimmy.
No, I'm sure he's very popular.
That's one of the biggies out there as far as the MTV culture goes.
Yeah. No idea.
No?
So he was a judge and Jesus.
You really had no idea?
No
that amazes me.
No.
Did you ever see Jackass?
Yeah, just the movie once. I never watched the show.
No? He was one of the guys in the movie.
Oh. Who knows him?
All right.
I don't know. I'm a pop culture ass.
You really are.
I don't know. And Gene Simmons was the host with Cousin Ed. And
right.
I had my little awkward
Gene
run-in in January with Gene.
Yeah, now there was a problem with Gene. Of course, our listeners know because they've heard the replay a few times of you just ripping Gene apart. Yeah, we get it.
I was a lifelong Kiss fan
from
childhood.
Uh-huh.
And we had interviewed him one day on the phone. I had met him a couple times, once with you guys years ago and once with the rest of Kiss in the Garden. And he, you know, we interviewed him one day, and then I see him in Vegas a week later, and I go, hey, I'm from the Opie and Anthony show, and Steve is with me. And he was pretty rude.
He was very rude.
And,
you wanted a picture?
I said, yeah, can I get a quick picture? He's like, oh, no, I can't take a picture now, I'm walking. And he kind of turned me down. He goes, you can walk with me. So I go to walk with him, and Yoshi's backing up at the camera trying to take a picture, and Gene wouldn't even look at me. I'm like, can we just take the picture real quick? And like, he's got a camera crew with him, and he wouldn't even acknowledge that there was a human being speaking to him.
What a cock. And the guy shouldn't have been given the time of day by you after that.
I was just furious, so I kind of went off on the air about it.
Kinda.
Yeah, I was a little upset. And that
a
was
little.
A day and a half or 2 days removed.
Yeah.
So in Philly, he's hosting this event. So I'm backstage. He has no idea who I am. He doesn't remember me. Of course, I bring the two pictures that I have with him to get signed. I'm like, you know, I let bygones be bygones. And he's actually very cool backstage. We're talking.
Oh.
He's very nice. He signs the pictures. He's friendly. He's talking to everybody backstage. He got me so good, too. I'm walking away. He goes, Jim, and I turn around, he goes, not you.
No.
Somebody asked him to do that, and he did. He got me really
good.
So.
Wow.
He was very very cordial and, you know, very accommodating. We talked about the Middle East a little bit and just chit-chatted because he had made those comments about Islam being an awful culture or whatever it was he said. So then they call us out on the stage. They introduced me. They introduced Florentine Bam. And then Gene, the master of ceremonies, comes out. And the way Babe Fest is it's a bikini contest, basically. The host is in the middle of this massive stage, 3,000 people at the Electric Factory in Philly. And we're on these couches on the stage on the side, and we're going to judge the girls.
Uh-huh.
So Gene is filming a reality TV show. Got a camera guy with him. It says Gene's TV. If you don't want to be on TV, you'd have to sign a waiver saying it's okay to be on TV. So he comes out, and he says hello. And he goes, if anyone doesn't want to be on my show, come up on the stage now. So all of a sudden, he starts pointing to the middle of the room. And he goes, oh, you, do you want to come up on stage? And I look, and there's this maniac in a red hat running towards the stage. And Gene's like, well, come on up here. So the kid's trying to jump up on the stage, and you hear, poof. He breaks the stage light. It's like one of those fluorescent stage lights.
Yeah.
He breaks it. It's like a long runway. It's the runway that Patty got the stuff thrown on.
The urine.
So this maniac runs around the runway to the other part of the stage to get on. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, this guy's a fanatic.
Yeah.
He jumps up on the stage. And Gene walks over to him with the microphone, and then this kid starts walking towards me and pointing at me.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going, oh no. Oh, it's a pest.
Oh, no, a pest. out of all those people.
In front of 3,000 people, Gene goes, yes, what do you want? And the guy goes, my friend Lil Jimmy Norton likes to take celebrity pictures. Why wouldn't you take a celebrity picture with him? And I'm going, it's okay. He was nice to me backstage.
My friend,
dude,
Lil
it
Jimmy
was okay.
Norton.
And Gene's like, oh, Gene realized, I guess, that something had happened. So Gene grabs me by the hand, and he holds my hand and walks me to this.
Hold my hand, man.
It was all
Oh, my hand, man. Oh, no.
It hurt my ego. He walks me to the middle of the stage holding my hand. Little Jimmy Robinson would have been out of his mind with
that's
happiness.
That's exactly what he had kicked you. You know something? Figuratively speaking, this was your dream.
Yes.
He had kicked you down the stairs by not taking your picture in Vegas and being rude and nasty and treating you like that. He hurt you.
Yes.
Because you've been such a big fan.
And I was
hurt. And now was the time for him to cuddle you and make you feel better.
Make it all better.
And pat your head.
Well, it would have been nice if he had no idea what was going on. He's like, and Cousin Ed is panicking because he sees, like, this is a problem. This guy is not a fun fan. You know, this guy, you know, is like, why wouldn't you take a celebrity picture? You know, there's this maniac just accusing Gene Simmons. So Gene walks me out to the middle of the stage, and he knows something's wrong, and he says to me, what happened? What? I'm like, well, You know, I'm like, you blew me off in Vegas, but it was okay, you know, because he was being...
Oh, look at you, but it was okay.
I'm saying to the guy, like, yeah, dude, it's okay. He was nice backstage. Everything's okay. And Gene goes, what would you like me to do? I'm like, we can take a picture. Gene goes, okay, fine. Who's going to take it? And so we look at this one guy in the middle of the floor who's actually working for YSP. And we go to take the picture, and Gene puts his arm around me, and he puts his leg up in like a silly pose, and I hug him.
I see the picture right here.
Yeah, can we get that picture up on opieandanthony.com? We'll do that soon.
Guys. And, you see the silly little picture.
You're hugging him.
Yeah, because he put his leg up as a goof, so I hugged him, and the guys took the picture. And then the Gene goes, okay. And then the kid who's sitting now in my seat on the couch just starts going to Gene, and now I want an apology why you wouldn't walk with Jimmy when you said you would walk. Little son of a bitch wants an apology. I'm like, dude, it's okay. Everything's fine.
The guy's representing you.
Dude, Club Soda Kenny has to come and get him off the stage. It was nice.
And Kenny isn't very...
Kenny just kind of shoved him off because Cousin Ed is having a stroke right now. Yeah. The kid's yelling, O&A party rock, as the kid pulls him off the stage. As Kenny pulls him off the stage.
Fucking
he's just a lunatic. And then we go to like a break after like the band plays. They had a song to do after the first round. So Gene walks up to me and he goes, why would he think I'd ever mistreated you? I'm like, well, you know.
Oh, I might have said something.
One time in Vegas, you know, you were really busy, and I'm such a worm.
You are a worm.
I'm like, you kind of blew me off for a picture, and I mentioned it on the air, you know.
just casually mentioned on the air.
Passing.
And he was a fan. He's, you know, and the fans are very protective, and they're very fierce fans, you know. And Gene's like, well, he was a little crazy.
But Gene doesn't understand fierce fans.
Well, he gets it. I mean, he was, because he goes, what happened? I saw he was going to be a problem. And I had to nip it right in the bud. Something like that spreads like wildfire. I'm like, what are you talking about? Exactly. He goes, well, when I mentioned that, if anyone doesn't want to be on TV, you have to come up on the stage, this kid's in the middle of the room looking at me and yelling, fuck you, Gene, fuck you. This maniac had been just... That's why Gene brought him on, because this lunatic was yelling, fuck you, and jamming his middle finger up at Gene Simmons. So this kid...
He wanted to stop it right there.
Oh, he knew this kid was a problem.
Yeah.
This kid embarrassed Gene Simmons from Kiss, a rock icon, in front of 3,000 people.
What
for
an
this
ass.
For a fat-titted sidekick from Jersey. So, closer to Kenny. I sent Kenny out to him. I'm like, make sure they didn't throw him out. And I said, like, thank him for me. And, just ask him, everything's cool. Don't do anything else. I don't want to get the kid in trouble.
Yeah.
And we got his information. I'm going to send him some stuff. And because I really did love the little bastard for doing it. I mean, it was
hilarious.
Really moving that he did it. You know, like, he defended me like that. But
Certainly did.
It was so funny because Gene had been really nice to me backstage tonight, so he had no idea why he was being sandbagged by this.
He called you Little Jimmy Norton on stage?
Oh, yeah. He's like, Little Jimmy Norton likes to take...
And as soon as
he walks over and I'm sitting there, because someone had told me you should come into YSP because Gene was going to be in that day, but I couldn't because I knew if I did, somebody would call up and go, why don't you ask Gene why he wouldn't take a picture with you?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't need that.
You wanted to avoid the whole thing.
Yeah, because I wanted to get the picture signed. You know,
and meanwhile, it becomes a huge event.
I'm like, in front of the whole theater. It's packed. YSP event.
Yeah, it wasn't an Opie and Anthony event.
No.
This was for YSP, and they were just, poor Cousin Ed.
There's some great pictures from Babefest.
Oh, the chicks were phenomenal. Just fantastic.
We should just send them over to YSP today, I guess. What's the website? 94WYSP.com if you want to see pictures from Babefest that Jimmy was a part of.
And anyone that has pictures of me and Gene Simmons, especially that blow, I would love to send me a large file because I would love to blow that up and hang it on my wall. That's a great shot.
Of course you would.
And there's video of that too, so hopefully we'll be able to get some video loaded up to Foundry.
Gene Simmons on Family Jewels. Yeah, this is the latest show trying to...
We get it. You're not married, but you've been with the same woman for so many years. Yeah, we get it.
I'm not buying that horse shit anymore. No. At first, when he was coming around, you know, sounding all cool, like he could get away with whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He's kind of buying into it, but I don't believe a word of it anymore.
No.
Maybe early on in his marriage,
gimmick.
He was still, getting a lot of poo-ha. But after seeing the show, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Gimmick.
It's a gimmick, absolutely.
Like his...
Yeah.
Hi.
What are you doing?
All right, yeah, here's the scripted show.
Bad acting.
Another show that's trying to duplicate the success of the Osbournes. We're going to have Gene in, right? This sucks.
When?
Because we're going to have to call him out on this crap.
Listen to this bad acting. This is Gene when someone comes through the front door.
What's my problem? You're in my fucking house.
How horrible is that acting?
But
No, nothing's wrong. Just stay in the living room. I'll handle it.
Talking to his wife. Not wife. Yeah.
Let's set this up. Set this up by saying Gene creates a logo for his son's band.
Ah, okay.
Listen to the acting. It's a reality show.
Lack thereof.
Hey there.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Nick's forming his own band, so you know, eventually when you get your first record, you go out on tour, and I figured like by the time he gets up on stage, he'll have a logo and a place to stick this on like a t-shirt. What do you think? Huh?
Did Nick ask you to do it for him?
No.
Why are you doing it?
Well,
imagine if someone helps you do your band. Said, you should name it Guapo and have a really big orange in the background.
Well, that's not a good idea.
And you already copyrighted it, I can see.
Trademark, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. I'll shut up.
Yeah.
Gene, that's terrible. I'm sorry.
Gene Simmons is a bore.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear more.
Ooh. Gene offers his son Nick some advice on being in a band that is far too advanced.
Far too advanced?
Yeah, his advice.
For what?
His son wants to start a stupid little band. And Gene's giving him this just over-the-top advice.
Oh, okay, the advice.
Way too advanced.
Are you really serious about this, though?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I've got a lot of advice for you. This is a tour bus. Looks cool. You will hate it. It's going to smell like your butt unwiped. This looks like a groupie. Don't talk to her. So, what are you going to look like on stage?
The energetic frontman.
The energetic frontman who's got the charisma and to make you want to go and buy the t-shirts and the belt buckles.
And the t-shirt and the, yes.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
I hear music bed, never good.
No.
Yeah, music when bed you have to awful throw them. Show.
Yep. Music under there to
well
fill in the spaces.
Here's Shannon Tweed telling Gene to lay off a little.
I just got some stuff for Nick. I see he's got the voice and the style and the whole thing. He's really got a vibe, and I want to make sure he's got the right clothes, and he should know that
maybe you should coach him so much.
Let me tell you something. He's going to be a rock star. He wants to be a rock star, and I know how to be a rock star. Yeah.
These are the best clips, by the way.
Wow.
Just to give you a taste. We'd like to preview these shows for you so you don't have to watch them.
Any more acting clips of Gene? Because that wasn't that bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I understand when, like, he got really mad at Shannon. They had a big fight because, like, something about her bank account.
Yeah, I heard tell of something like that.
What happened?
But, I don't know. Let's listen in.
Goddamn rich cunt! I kill rich cunt!
Yeah. Apparently she was spending too much money.
All right. Gene shows Nick a banner he has made being trailed by an airplane above their house directly after Nick gets a voicemail that his bandmate has quit.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Hey, Nick, what's going on? I just don't think I have time for the band right now. Sorry, bro. But,
yeah. Anyway,
see you around.
You believe in flying saucers? I gotta show you something. Let's go outside. Well, it's a nice day today.
You're really scaring me now.
Can you see it?
How could you do...
It's crazy. We're nowhere near ready for a gig.
He's lost his mind.
What are you guys doing?
Do you have any idea what just happened?
What happened?
There's an airplane with my name on it.
What?
Promoting a gig he booked for me.
Nick Simmons rocks Saturday night.
I'm proud of you.
What are you doing?
It was for my son.
Who did that?
I did that.
Him. That's right, baby. Now you can see it. My son!
He's out of his mind. I have to go.
Don't
you think that's cool?
It's crazy.
I got a perfectly good pair of shoes with that money.
Oh, my good God. I don't even.
What does Steve think of this show?
Oh, I don't think he likes it.
That's terrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Steve.
Oh, my God. Why not?
Why not?
I understand. Gene had to give his condolences to somebody.
How'd your parents die? Get the fuck out now.
Grr, grr, grr. Yeah.
Should we cut our losses?
Oh, no, please. A little bit more. Just one more.
That show is horrible.
Just one more.
Nick tells the band about their gig.
Oh, no.
Nick Simmons, of course. Gene tried to help by playing their instruments. Nick scolds his father, Gene.
Does he?
Hey, guys, here's the deal. My dad went a little crazy, and he set up a gig for us in 2 days.
What?
What?
In 2 days.
In 2 days?
So, I think we can do it.
We haven't even written any songs yet.
Hey! What are you doing?
Trying to get enough songs to play at the gig that you arranged for us in a few days.
Before you even get up there, they're going to look at you.
Dad-o!
You got to take this. You can't just sit there like a grandmother.
Go! Dad-o, helping us is one thing. Doing it for us is another thing. Dad, stop it.
Get out.
Dad, I love you, but...
Conviction.
Conviction.
I've been there. I've done that.
We will have conviction.
I know
we
it.
Have to... Just let us do it. We have a deadline. No.
I will be listening.
Get the fuck out now.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Jesus.
I heard Steve in there.
I love when Steve pops up anywhere.
Pops in. I'm telling Gene to get the fuck out of the studio.
Why not?
And finally,
why not?
Yeah.
And finally, Gene and Nick have a talk to straighten things out because now there's a problem.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Did they work it out? I can't wait.
Nick's gig goes well and all is fine.
So... Hiya.
You know I mean well, right?
Yeah, but that was a lot. I know you're trying to help and stuff, but the band itself is having troubles. Like, I don't seem committed at all. You know?
I'll take care of it. I'll play bass if you want me to. Or guitar.
Is there any way to
Why
find
not?
A group of people my age?
I don't know a lot of 17-year-old Muppets.
I guess I just want a little time to try to get a bunch of guys together. No more banners. At least not until we've written a song. Okay?
Got a deal.
Why not?
No, nothing's wrong. Just stay in the living room. I'll handle it.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Why not?
Why not? How did your parents die? Stay in here. I'll handle it.
He is... multifaceted, isn't he?
Yo, listen to this. It's the same delivery.
Why not? How'd your parents die? 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 That's terrible. I'm sorry. Why not? How'd your parents die?
That is the same delivery. Why not? And how'd your parents die? Two polar opposites.
Why not? How'd your parents die?
You're a one-trick sissy.
Oh, is that great?
He makes me happy.
You love him. Say goodbye to this show. We don't need to pay attention to that one.
Bye-bye, Gene.
That is awful. Let's go to Eric in Cleveland. Eric.
Hi. This is... Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
Hey, listen, I want to call Jimmy out. I thought he was all pissed off at Gene Simmons because he blew him off for a picture opportunity walking along somewhere.
That was settled, sir, if you would listen to this program.
I don't mind being called out, but don't call me out in your radio voice. Gene and I, he didn't remember any of it. We actually, at Babe Fest last year, I was a judge and he was the host, and he was actually very nice to me, and he had no memory of any of it, and boy, one of the ONA pests really made an uncomfortable moment, who I will always love this pest for, but he called Gene out on it, and Gene didn't remember it, so, you know, it was nothing, dude. It's a non-issue to him. He doesn't,
yeah.
You know, what do I know, dude? I'm just a small boy wearing a Kiss shirt.
Did you bring in your pictures?
Yeah, I got four for him to sign. I don't think he'll sign four, but I'm going to get a couple.
You're going to get them all upset at us.
No, he won't get mad. They're all of me. They're not going to sell them. They're of me and him.
We got Gene Simmons coming in a few minutes here. You have to explain your KISS shirt to Gene Simmons. That's great. It's the Opie and Anthony Show, the ONA virus spreading across America. In studio, Gene Simmons. And right away, he looks at Jim Norton and goes, he's talking about your KISS shirt, right, Jimmy? Yeah,
well, that's not what I said. I said, that's not sucking up, is it?
He knew I was.
Yeah.
But
he's just trying to make sure that when he gets to jail, he'll be popular.
I
mean that in the very nicest way.
Not only did he wear the KISS shirt, he's got pictures that he wants signed.
But only of me and him. Nothing.
Yeah, I know.
And a few farm animals.
And
not a lot.
He was practicing on other pictures that he doesn't care about with all sorts of Sharpies to make sure it comes out perfect.
Going for?
You're gonna shut us down?
My website, we just put up opiananthony.com.
Okay, let me show you how to do it the right way. Ask me if it's okay to film.
Here we go.
Yeah, I told you already, Sam. Why don't you ask him?
Sam.
Well, of course.
Oh, all right.
You see how that works?
He gave us the okay.
Yeah, before you stick it in, you say, may I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Of course. Pulling out is not an option, sir. That was one of the first lies we ever told, isn't it? I promise I'll pull out.
Of course, you mean the zoom on the camera. Because the fact that this is terrestrial radio and we're not on satellite for another hour or so.
That was not the real Gene Simmons. That was Craig from Stern's show who was doing an impression.
Oh, Craig, yes. That's a good Gene.
Oh, yeah. That was a great impression of
and
you.
And whoever started using terrestrial, a big word like gymnasium.
I know.
It's a dumb word.
Everyone got confused as to what to call regular radio.
Then they should call Terra Firma radio.
Terra Firma?
That's actually what Earth is called. Did you know that?
Terra Firma.
Terra Firma, yes.
I like Earth better.
Solid ground. We are Terrans. But those are semantics.
I like Earthling.
Earthling is
good. Sounds cuter and nicer.
Like, to me, it sounds like jewelry.
An Earthling?
Yeah, but you got
like
a nice
some
earthling.
Bling.
Does it match?
Some Earth bling.
I prefer X-Monkey.
Oh, I like that.
That's good, because that's all we are.
Yeah. A little hyphen.
Are you buying that?
You mean that in the very nicest way, of course.
Oh, yeah. I love monkeys. They're fantastic.
Some people say we're not from the monkeys, though. Jimmy.
That's actually true. We're actually descended from Australopithecus africanus, which later became Australopithecus afarensis, which was discovered in what was then known as the Olduvai Gorge of Tanganyika by L.S. Leakey.
See, we had an argument
about that. Dr. Leakey,
recently.
I presume?
That's exactly right.
Yes.
That was Spencer Tracy in Livingston. I'm good.
He knows.
Yeah, 1943, I think it was.
Little picture, 1943, a little song.
You ever see The Incident with Martin Sheen?
Sure.
A hard one to find on DVD. Martin Sheen's first film.
How did you get the from Dr. Livingston, Stanley Livingston to... That was the name of the movie, by the way.
Well, because we were talking about movies.
Old movies.
That's all we need.
You seem like you've seen a lot of obscure old movies, and I can't find them on
DVD. I see everything. Yeah. I am a nut for just useless information. I'm sure you can tell.
A lot of Discovery History Channel stuff?
You know what? I'm an only child, and I have a lot of time to myself.
Yeah, a lot of television time.
Yes, I pout a lot, and so
books.
I sit in front of the television. Yes, read a lot, and because I want to be an a-hole, not only privately, but, of course, when you get together and people say, how are you? I'm glad you asked me that. When I was a child of four, you know...
What's the geekiest, like, magazine or that you would read to get information
New
from?
Republic.
New Republic?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's in there? What's in there that you can use?
Political insights.
Yeah, which way does it lean?
Not necessarily in either way, although, of course, pundits on the left believe it leans to the right and likewise to the left.
That makes perfect sense.
I mean, it's just an accident depends on which side of the street you were in because you see different sides of the accident.
I like Popular Mechanics.
That
kind of, you know.
I can drive my truck, but as soon as you lift the hood...
It's over, Johnny.
I'm done.
Is that where you're? Because you're very knowledgeable on a lot of things,
but
cars, it's over.
I know, but well, that's useless time. You hire somebody for that. Pay them a few bucks.
Wasn't there a KISS dragster at some point?
As a matter of fact, there were three KISS NASCARs.
NASCARs.
And three KISS NHRA cars.
Top fuel dragsters. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, John Force, who's got a show on A&E, see the segue?
Yeah. With his chicks.
Uh-huh. He actually was part of one of the KISS teams, I think, and his protege, whose name I can never pronounce, although he's a champion, Tony Pendragon, actually won the Las Vegas NHRA race in a KISS funny car is what they call it.
Yeah.
But of course, now I'm involved with Indy, which are the fastest cars on earth. Man, you got to check this out. Racing season just ended in Chicago, and I went to almost every single one. And
how'd
the Simmons Abramson.
Sorry? How'd you get involved in that?
You know, I was never really aware of it. Everybody's aware of the legendary and iconic Indy 500.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, until I went down and saw my first IndyCar race, this was in Texas, I saw 145,000 people having the time of their lives. And then what you're seeing, you actually can't believe. Let me just kind of lay it out for you. You get whiplash with how fast these cars go by. You know, when you get into an American Airlines jet that takes off, JFK, for instance, you're taking off, you're airborne at 150 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
On a straight line, these cars can go 90 miles an hour faster than that. In point of fact, they have wings in the front of the car pointed down, upside down, to keep the car
on the ground.
Yeah,
it's
they
called
lose
downforce. Yeah.
Over.
When they crash into each other, they take off like rockets.
Yeah.
Because there's so much. It's aerodynamically built so that, for instance, the car is about 4 inches off the ground. Literally, if the ground's not completely straight, they'll crash. So they're 4 inches off the ground because they're going so fast that the air going underneath it would lift it. They would take off like rockets. They are rockets.
And you have a kiss.
The Shelby now, Aunt?
I'm sorry?
Yeah. You want to cancel the Shelby now?
No. I'm getting the damn Shelby.
All right.
No, Shelby is like, NASCAR's great, but they're training wheels. You know, that stuff. You can go into
the
dealership.
Boy, you are going to
piss off some people from the Midwest.
I'm not. You have to respect.
Don't you know this whole Indy NASCAR rivalry that goes on?
Of course.
It's huge.
Well, you should take a NASCAR and put it right next to an Indy car and see what happens.
Well, you know it's going to. Okay, how about the first time you trade a little paint, that Indy car is going to be.
Trade a little paint.
You know what I mean?
A little bump.
You get like, you know.
They bump it up a bit.
Rub it. Yeah, like,
a little rubbing.
Well, a little rubbing, a little. Yeah.
It's Roadrunner and Coyote, baby. You want to tread paint, you got to catch me first. The only thing they're going to be seeing is IndyCar butt, because it's going to be way ahead of you.
And you're involved in this as a sponsor?
No, the Simmons Abramson marketing firm does the worldwide branding marketing.
Of course it does.
For all of IndyCar around
Didn't you
the world.
Used to play a guitar for a band?
We still do.
It's like, what happened?
No, everybody's used to just doing one thing. So whatever happened to a big word like Renaissance? Or Renaissance.
I'm going to the Renaissance Festival this Saturday.
Yeah, but what it really means is...
Does that
what
mean
it really,
Earth?
No, what it really means is that you should be doing lots of stuff. You should be doing all kinds
you
of stuff.
You are truly like Da Vinci.
Oh, I'm not gay.
Renaissance. Da Vinci's gay?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Big time. He liked little boys. Liked young flesh.
Did he?
Male young flesh, yeah.
Wow.
Naughty one, that Da Vinci.
Well, he was creative, so what does that mean?
But anyone that's creative.
I don't know. No, like a nice smooth easel to paint on?
That is one of the... You know, Da Vinci is proof positive. Everybody should treat each other nicely because no matter what lifts your skirt, you know, there's lots of cool stuff happening out there. And no matter where it comes from, tip your hat. But you're right. Simmons Abramson Marketing does do the worldwide branding marketing for the Indy Racing League. Check it out at IndyCar.com.
Have you ever been in an IndyCar?
I'm physically too big because the... every single pound, in fact, the drivers don't eat before they get into the cars. And, of course, Danica Patrick, who's a champion, really mm-hmm. pretty girl, will leave your butt in the dust, is about 5'1", maybe 5 feet tall. And so the additional weight actually has an impact on the miles per hour. When you're doing the Indy 500, for instance, you're doing, 200. It takes about 2.5 hours because you're going over 200 miles an hour all the time.
Yeah.
And... you know, no, hardly any crashes ever. You can't, because at those speeds, you will die.
No, they've got much safer, too.
Well, we did have a fatality, actually, in the very first race this year.
Well, except for that.
Yeah,
just let me take what I said and just throw it right out the window.
In the trials. No, these are modern knights in shining armor. These people really have a kind of a dignity and loyalty to what they do, and it's life-threatening. This is way above sports. But you're right. The Gene Simmons Family Jewels is on A&E.
Oh, yes, of course.
Big hit. big hit. I'm very proud of it. It joins my other show, which is on Nickelodeon, My Dad the Rock Star, the cartoon show, which is now in its fifth year.
Fifth year?
And
you've had a cartoon
countries.
On Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
See, well, I don't watch much Nickelodeon.
What's the matter with you?
I don't have kids.
We're out of the demo.
Norton's not saying a word. Hey, Norton!
I don't have kids, and I'm not
I'm
Da Vinci.
Listening. I don't want to get yelled at, so I'm just going to kind of enjoy
it. Well, I'm waiting for the jokes, otherwise I dominate this.
Don't count on any. I just get nervous when idols are around.
So yeah, he's just staring at you.
I just kind of clam up and enjoy. And then as soon as you leave, I'll say a bunch of funny things, and maybe someone could, like, email them to you, like, oh, that was good what Norton said, because I'll get nervous.
All right.
Now, what made you, now, a lot of people would say money, because you do have a reputation as a businessman.
Wait a minute, what do you guys do this for free? Everybody wants to make
money. Of course, I'm not saying that.
Stop attacking
Gene. You get so defensive. No. Shut up, I'm not. What was your motivation?
I'm making the observation. You're being defensive, but I'm not being offensive.
No.
The observation, stating fact, which is you like to get paid just the way
but
I do.
But you said that before I completed what I was saying.
He was going somewhere.
Because your point was, some people might think you do it for money. Instance being, what, you don't do this for money?
No, I do this for money and because it's a lot of fun.
Well, what does that mean, that I don't do it for fun?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you for. You weren't, you didn't so rudely interrupt me.
Do I look like a happy guy? Do I look, what's funny about that?
You do actually.
Don't I look happy?
Like a happy guy. Is that the voice in the Nickelodeon cartoon?
No, that's Pesci. What's the matter with you? That's from Wise Guy. What's funny about that?
That's Goodfellas.
Oh, okay.
What's funny about that? You think I'm funny? That's Pesci.
That's Pesci?
I knew it.
That's Bugs Bunny.
You think that's
Bugs Bunny? You think that's funny? What do you think? I'm a clown?
Ooh, you varmint. Sounds like somebody. I'll say. That's
Mel Blanc.
I'll say it. What possessed you to invite cameras in to your personal life?
You mean for Gene Simmons' Family Jewels
exactly.
On Monday, and of course, reruns on A&E.
Yes, yes.
By the way, everybody should check out. This is a good little organization. They have a wacky brand, A&E. Nobody knows what that stands for. I don't like the sound of it. But they've got
arts
cool
and entertainment.
Oh, shut up. That's horrible.
It used to be. Well, it used to be when it first came out was pretty much stuff you'd see on PBS, a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, it was
but
like
it's cool.
Music
I mean,
and
yeah, now there's some cool stuff. They've got Dallas SWAT.
Yeah.
You got to watch this stuff. Now they've added two more Dallas SWATs, Dallas, Kansas City and stuff. This is the real stuff. And this guy, Chris Angel, is actually a big KISS fan. I met Chris when he was first working out of the basement of the WWE building over here in Times Square. And he was doing a little show, and I came to see him and stuff. And I'm going, you know, you spell your name interestingly, Chris, C-R-I-S-S. He did that in honor of Peter Chris, big KISS fan.
Really?
Didn't want to spell
his
name C-H. Yeah.
Huh.
That's why he spelled it.
I thought he was just stupid.
No, this guy gets chicks.
We've had him on the show. Yeah.
Good guy, really fascinating, and all that, and of course, dog, the powerful and attractive dog, convicted murderer, by the way.
Hmm?
Convicted
murderer. Yes, yes, with his own show now.
It's fun. Why
isn't
not?
That amazing?
He's in America.
He's a bounty hunter.
He's
out with his fire extinguisher full of Mazer.
You know, his wife is a hoot, Beth.
Yeah.
Yeah, we met in Los Angeles, and she went into the when are you going to get married routine. I'm going, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that term.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
as we all know, the only thing wrong with marriage is one of the two tends to be a man.
Well, that is an issue on your show.
It's never an issue for the male of this species.
No, not for you, but
it kind of looks like you're married when you watch Family Jewels, though.
Well, you mean Gene Simmons' Family Jewels?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. When you watch the show, it looks like you're married,
well,
even though you're not.
Here's what it's called.
You got the wife in the house, you
There's
got
no,
the kids, it,
no,
looks like,
not,
it looks like a marriage thing to me.
I know, but the reason I'm happy and the rest of you guys are miserable is nobody's allowed to ask me where I'm going. Where are you going? Where am I going? Who wants to know? The last time I checked, only the mother who gave me birth has that right.
She honestly doesn't check up on you.
Because they know it's to some business deal where he's going to bring home suitcases full of cash.
Absolutely not. If you watch the show, you'll see. As a matter of fact, this last week's show was me opening up Gene Simmons' Bikini Car Wash. And there were babes galore. I go to the Hooters casino opening. You know, this idea that women have that just because they make one or two eggs and we make billions of sperm every day, they've actually deluded themselves into believing that all of our billions of sperm are just for her. How about no?
Share the wealth.
Well, we have no choice. That's how we're built. Tell me if this is true, all you women out there. Don't cast glances at me because I'm too far away. But think of it this way. Your beloved, the guy you love, who's already said in front of God and country and everybody else that he's going to spend the rest of his days on earth with you in sickness and in health, and said, I do. And he loves you. He does. And you're walking down the stairs, and they're throwing rice at you, and you look at each other lovingly, and you know that this is your guy. And he turns around, and on his left is a girl with a pair of double D's with her finger in her mouth. What is the first thing your guy is thinking?
Hopefully she's bulimic.
Kick her down the stairs. Kick your new wife down the
stairs.
He
will mount her in public and charge admission. Now, that doesn't mean that he doesn't love his beloved.
Mm-hmm.
It means that nature and the blueprint of life as designed by God himself speaks louder than that.
And the lovely Miss Tweed is fine with this?
It doesn't matter. You know, the idea is that you don't own the other person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm crazy about her. We've been together happily unmarried for 23 years.
Right. Now, to me, that seems like it's just a formality.
That's
it's
actually
paperwork.
It is paperwork. You got that right. You need a cohabitation agreement,
yeah,
which supersedes and nullifies all laws of the land. That means, in plain English, anybody can leave anytime they want.
So
there's no paying.
So now that you're not open up to things like palimony, things like that, because you have a contract written out.
That's right. When you check into a hotel, you're actually signing a cohabitation. You agree to cohabitate in that building with the rest of the people.
But
when you leave, you don't take half the hotel with you.
But the guy, the check-in clerk, doesn't care if you're screwing the cleaning woman.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how he... Actually, he would care because he's doing her. It actually doesn't matter. You have to live your life your way. You have the responsibility to make yourself happy. How anybody else thinks about it is beside the point.
Does it cheapen the relationship, even though you've been together so long?
No, I think the honesty makes my relationship more profound than all the rest of you guys, because all the rest of you guys lie, and you make up stories, and when your wife turns around, you look at the first girl and make all kinds of remarks.
Well, looking is fine.
Well, you know.
What about now taking the next step into diving in? You know
as well as I do that most of the guys listening out there have been there, and not every mailman and every milkman that comes by is an unhappy guy. There are many wives out there who do the deed, and nobody talks about it.
Sure. What,
the reason I'm different than the rest of you guys is all of you lie. I refuse to.
What does she get out of it then? Why does she accept this?
Is she allowed to do the same thing?
Yeah. What does she get out of this?
More importantly, there are no rules. You're thinking archaic terms. In the modern world, whether you like it or not, people will do whatever they want to do anyway.
But why does she accept this arrangement?
You don't have to accept it.
No, why does she, though? Why does she?
Perhaps there's love. Perhaps above and beyond who and what we are, that we don't define love by a body part.
You're like a Vulcan. It's just
the
pure
rest of
logic.
You know, your stuff is faulty. The way she defines her relationship with you is through that thing that dangles between your legs. That thing belongs to me. That's her definition of you, and you define her way, too.
So you have no problem with her going and getting some on the side?
I would absolutely stay with her because the most important thing is how I feel about her as a human being, not how I feel about the body part. Because let's be honest about this. I'm going to say this again slowly so the rest of you get it. You can't own a human being. It doesn't matter what you say. And I refuse to do the things that all the rest of you do, which is you promise in front of God that you take the oath. I'm going to stay with you forever. And then when you get divorced, my question is, what happened to that oath?
Where did that oath go?
You lied.
UPS drivers and stuff can't get away with that. Like, let's be honest. I mean, you are who you are.
I know, but
easier.
I want to go back to what I said, because you lied. You lied to God. You lied to the person in front of you, to your priest, your rabbi, everybody. You lied. I won't.
I didn't lie. She lied to me. She said she was a girl.
But, Gene, throw all that out. And she comes home, and she tells you she was with someone else. You're fine with that.
I may not be. I may have all the complaints in the world, but the choices are, I don't like it, I leave, or I don't like it, I stay. How you feel about something, who cares? Tell me the truth. When you were growing up, And your mom said, if you love me, it's always conditional. If you love me, you won't hang out with Johnny, who's the a-hole down the block.
Right.
Well, you love your mother, but that has nothing to do with what you do. You have some decisions to make for yourself. This is not a comfortable conversation for women because it goes against the biological nature of what it is.
You don't see sexual contact, though, as being something that is also part of love. Or so it's so personal between two people that...
Sometimes more.
Yeah.
Well, it's not always true.
You don't see that, but you've completely disconnected the two.
That's
like
actually,
love and sex.
No, I think all you guys think about is your definition of your partner as by a body part. That part belongs to me. But if you want to go shopping with your girlfriends or rub your elbows, no, that's okay. But that piece over there, that's mine.
It's not so much like a putting your brand on it.
Yes, it is.
It's more like that. It's not mine, but
it is
part of the whole relationship.
Well, it's a relationship is whatever you define it to be. And at the end of the day, I'm going to go back to what I said before. Human beings will do whatever they want to do, no matter what the oaths are, no matter what they say, or no matter what the rules are. That's the truth. And the reason you watch here, Oprah and Martha are possibly the two most powerful women on television. And the Housewives of America watch these shows to get marriage counseling advice. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Phil.
Of course, Dr.
Neither Oprah or Martha are married. Mm. Duh. And Dr. Phil gives advice. By the way, I know Dr. Phil. He's a cool guy. I respect what he does. But the fallacy in all that is he's giving marriage advice, but he's been divorced.
Right.
I've never been divorced.
It's because you've never been married.
Correct. The biggest cause of divorce is marriage. How about if you just live together if you want to, and if you don't. You're not allowed to torture the other person. If you like what's going on, stay. If you don't, be quiet and go away. You're not allowed to torture me.
That's fine. I completely agree with that.
We're done. Also,
that's what Anthony's doing.
That's it.
Tell me before. That's called full disclosure before the fact. So I urge every guy to sit down with his beloved, who he intends on marrying, and saying, listen, before we get married, I just want to know what the rules are. I'll tell you my wish list, your wish list. In case we get divorced, because the statistics say we will, how much money do you want? Figure it out now. Mm-hmm. Not when you hate each other. Talk about money when you love each other.
But then women are going to go, if you love me, you wouldn't say that. And realistically,
then you better run right now.
Realistically, you'll always have a shot at picking up another 10 because you are who you are. Most guys, if he's got a hot chick, he's terrified of losing her.
But
like, I can't let this one go.
You just skipped over a big pothole in the ground.
Prostitution?
Well, at least she has the dignity to tell you before how much it's going
to
cost.
You're preaching to the choir, believe
me. That's right. And there's not a lot of talking. Boom. See you. Bye. Look, if you ask your beloved, if we get divorced, how much money do you want? And she says it's unromantic. Run. Run right
now.
Where do
you run to? If you're like a regular guy and you make, like, say, 30 grand a year and it's
Why'd
like,
you point to Adam when you said that?
Because that's where I would run. He looked like Tony Danza.
Because there are a lot of women out there. Because there are a lot of women out there who also don't want to sleep alone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But if you find a girl who you like and, you know, you're not meeting a lot of girls, it's kind of hard for you to tell the one that likes you enough to be with you for a long time. Like, look, these are the rules, bitch. Take it or leave it.
No, that's not what I said. You positioned it in a way that I did not. I'm talking about full disclosure before the fact. Sit down, be completely honest with each other. The problem with relationships is nobody ever tells each other the full story before. Tell me what the rule. Tell me what you want. I'll tell you what I want. If we don't agree, let's not get together because it's going to be a problem.
We got to sit down and say, honey, I mean, party of the first part.
Yeah, we got.
It doesn't have to be that way.
We have to take a break. We're real late. You sticking around, Gene?
What do you got in mind?
I don't know. We could talk a little more after the break, or you can leave.
I think I've got. Do I have a chance? Where's my guy? He's outside.
Where's your guy?
I'm supposed. Well, some guy who's carrying.
All right. Well, we can get the. How about we get the plugs in just in case you're not sitting.
Okay, GeneSimmons.com. Log on to it. You'll be able to jump onto the Gene Simmons Family Jewels MySpace section and the blah blah blah, and see our new Kiss perfume line, which I'm going around.
Oh, my God. A Kiss perfume line.
Perfume, shampoos, deodorant, everything. I'll be going around the country.
Wow.
Gene Simmons showed this to me in the green room. There's a Gene Simmons Kiss stamp.
Of course.
I thought that was so cool.
Oh, yeah. You can go to any post office. It's only 39 cents.
It is brilliant. We should have some Opie and Anthony cologne.
And, of course, by the way, when you go on to GeneSimmons.com, you'll be able to log on, click on to the Kiss, the Canon camera, which just debuted in Japan. So you'll see the Japanese TV commercial. And when you're in Myrtle Beach, go to the first of a new franchise, the Kiss Coffee Houses, which is spreading across the country.
Stop it.
We had Kiss condoms and Kiss caskets. We'll get you coming. We'll get you going.
they just called up. Ace Frehley has an artificial heart.
Oh, that's not
Ace
nice.
Ace Frehley artificial heart.
No, we love Ace.
All right, Gene, it's always a pleasure. Family Jewels on A&E, what, Monday nights? 10
Monday
o'clock.
Nights, and they repeat it throughout. And, of course, log on to, well, find out Nickelodeon. Get your kids to watch My Dad the Rockstar. It's a great show.
All right. It's the ONA virus spreading across America. Gene Simmons, everyone. Right. Hey, Digger Dog from Akron, Ohio. Very pissed off at us. I can't believe the way you kissed Gene's ass.
What?
What a bunch of dishonest a-holes. He S's on you, and you take it like a bunch of bitches.
What happened?
Are you going to let Howard come in next week? What is he talking about?
Oh, is he talking about my incident with Gene?
Huh?
How did Gene crap on the show?
What happened?
Oh, he's not explaining. Explain further, Digger Dog, or give us a call.
We can never...
I was just walking with
never
Gene.
Never satisfy.
Were? I had a lyrics question.
Look, his really fast. His take on marriage and stuff is very, very interesting. Well, I'm convinced he's not banging broads behind his sort of wife's back. He's been with her 23 years, maybe in the beginning. I don't know. I'm not in that house. But right now, no way is he getting away with
she
that.
Is sexy, man. Why would you?
Yeah.
No way is that.
Tolerating
that. Huh? No.
She doesn't have to.
Yeah.
It's probably more for show. I mean, look, Shannon Tweed is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And we pushed him on it, and, you know, it was obviously he was only going to say so much. You know?
Why are you letting him dictate like this? Call him out on this BS.
We did. We called him out on everything he said. Everything he talked about, we called him out on.
He didn't change his opinion. We didn't change ours.
No. What did you miss? What weren't you listening? What were you hearing?
I pointed out that he was a rock star and, like, a regular guy has trouble saying that to a chick because of this and that. Well, how else? What am I going to do? Jump on him? That's what he's Gene Simmons. Yeah. Oh, what do you want a boy to say?
We asked the questions.
I'm just a small boy.
We asked the questions. We pushed him as much as we can.
Yes.
We asked what she gets out of the relationship. He didn't really go there. We asked him, what would you do if she came home and said she was banging some other dude?
He admitted it might bother him. He said, I might be bothered.
This ass from his mobile device. Worst interview ever. We get it. You're the only real man and everyone else are stupid. If it wasn't for Kiss, you would be at a bar.
At a bar?
At a what?
At a BA.
Either he got cut off or a BA is a place that bad people go.
I don't know.
I'd never want
to
be at a BA.
You don't want to go to a bar.
Anthony called him a Vulcan. Yeah, you're right, Scott in Boston. I thought it was a fine interview. Worst interview ever?
Yeah,
let's not forget about Dustin Diamond. Let's not forget about Balloon Animal Guy from Jersey.
Right. I said he interrupted me very rudely.
That's right. I totally threw you under the bus for something that you accused Mr. Simmons of.
Of course.
Halfway through the interview, I went, Gene, can you breathe fire? I just wanted to say it.
I just never talk.
I pointed out that didn't you play guitar in a band once?
I like that.
That was funny, though.
I know.
Dignity salvaging mission.
Come on.
Let's go to Dan the trucker. Dan.
I'm a worm.
Gave a dirty look.
They miss all that.
I didn't. I would have. I just followed him to ask him a lyrics question, and he was, like, singing the lyrics and explaining this. If he would have, I was telling him, if he would have walked down to the elevator, I just would have got on with him, and I wouldn't have left, but I would have went down to the lobby and probably to the garage.
Yeah, during the break, just walking down the hall with Gene, and Gene's singing lyrics to Jimmy. It made Jimmy's day.
Yeah.
It made Funny Man Jim Norton's day.
Funny Man.
You don't get that life very often.
Let's go to Dan, the trucker. Dan.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, you guys are quite lame out there doing that interview. Let me tell you, you're losing your pepper, as they say.
What would you like us to do? I'm not too sure.
You don't understand what I'm saying, Jimmy? Why don't you clean out your ears, big fat...
No, Dan, that's not getting anything done.
Dan,
we honestly don't know what you mean.
What are you saying?
So we're giving you the chance to tell us what you mean.
Give us an example
Don't try to be funny or cutting. Just say what you got to say.
Give us an example of lameness in that interview and what we should have done, Dan.
I think you got to get him PO'd a little bit more. You know?
Really?
Every time you're, you know, you felt intimidated when every time he would say something.
We should get him riled up. Is that what you're saying? Is that what your idea of a good interview is?
We actually like Gene Simmons.
Get him riled up.
I liked his talk on the IndyCars. I thought that was very interesting.
The guy doesn't get riled up.
I almost drove off the side of the road.
We wish you would have. We could have saved us this call.
Why don't you just change the channel, Dan? That's what I do when something's lame or boring.
I won't be ignored, Dan.
I did. I went over to the Oprah station for a little bit.
No, you didn't. Now you're just being silly and trying to make a joke.
That's right.
You actually went over to the Oprah channel that hasn't started yet.
They're giving a preview of the Oprah channel and Friends, 156.
Look, Dan, you know, it's not going to go on our highlight reel. But it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, what do you want to say? I don't want to get him riled up for. He wasn't being a dick to anybody in the studio. He was just talking about, that's what Gene Spieler, that's what he does. That's what he said. What are you going to do? Well, yell at him?
One of these days, we will surprise the audience. I want to do this. I want to book a guest.
Yeah.
And just to make people like Dan happy, I want to have him sit down. We go on. We introduce them. And then we all get up and just start punching the guest in the face.
That's right.
How great would that be?
Nicole's going to be back going, I can't believe that you punched that little retarded boy. What's wrong with you?
It doesn't have to be a retarded boy, Brooke.
I know you. It's going to be a retarded boy.
You've made it a better bit, though, because...
All right, someone else is going to explain.
It'd be fun.
Retarded boy with Benny Hill music. Oh,
Anthony in Jersey.
Pun marks on your knuckles.
Anthony.
Yeah, you guys were very lame with that interview there.
Okay. Now, why?
Every time Gene Simmons was saying you people don't have any idea, he was definitely talking about you guys.
No, he was talking about you guys.
None of us are married.
We're not married, you dumb. Well, how is he talking about us if not one of us is married? We got like 10 or 12 people. Oh, Steve's the only one married out of about, and Club Soda Kenny.
We're not married.
You talk, sir. You would know.
Go ahead.
It's all about you.
So, sir, why was he talking about us?
You guys got to defend your listeners.
I did, you idiot.
What did Jimmy?
I did defend you, stupid.
What did Jimmy
say? I said the average person out there can't do that.
Because they're not kissed. They're not kissed.
I said that. You are who you are.
You didn't hear
so
that?
You have another shot.
Can I tell you something about
Why are you talking over my explanation, mister?
Can I tell you something about you pussy whipped asses? I watch the phones when we're doing an interview, right? Not one of you mother effers called to defend yourselves. I'm not married. Anthony's not married. Jimmy's not married. He's talking crap about marriage.
Adam's not married.
Yeah, hold on. And I was looking at the phones going, well, this would be a great opportunity to get a guy that's married on the phone that completely disagrees with Gene. Guess what? Couldn't find one. Not one.
Norton rules.
Thank you. I did defend
Norton rules.
It wasn't defending the listeners, but that I believed in the point, which is like, look, most guys, myself included, cannot get away with that. You think I don't want to tell my girlfriend, like, look, here's the way it is?
Yeah.
I want, you know, well, first of all, I probably don't want her to sleep with other people because she'll better deal me in a second. But you understand, believe me, I lose that proposition.
It's the same thing. It's like, you got to tell her you're the king of the castle, Norton. And, you know, you go home and you got someone that loves you. You're not going to screw it up.
And the very...
you're not Gene Simmons.
The base of what he was saying was actually correct. Beforehand, both be honest with each other and say what you expect. You really can't argue that point if it's done that way.
But that's why I called him a Vulcan. He lacks any real life emotion that people have.
I agree.
Or that's the, like whatever, that's like the act that he's doing. I don't know. But that on paper, in a digital world of ones and zeros, what he's saying is fine.
Never smoked, never smoked a cigarette.
But it doesn't work in real life application.
Can I tell you something, too? We've been doing radio a long time. Stupid me. Sometimes I think when a guest is talking and saying his stuff, it's very obvious to the listeners that the guest may be full of crap and that he's burying himself. Okay? That's what I was looking like, Gene, come on. You're trying to tell me that you're able to, you know, just leave your house and bang broads and come home and Shannon's not going to say or do anything?
He never gave a real answer to that anyway.
Of course not.
And the reason I didn't say
much. And guess what? You know, he probably never found real love. He probably married a face. A lot of people marry a face and don't even realize that they're not in love.
Yes.
I didn't say much.
It is the Oprah channel.
Because I was staring at Gene Simmons.
Yeah, you were in love. That's all I ate. That's all I saw out of Jimmy. Love.
I was staring at Gene Simmons.
Let's go to Andrea in
hey, what's up, guys?
In New York City.
That's what I was doing.
You know what? Hold on. It is downright creepy. Jimmy is really famous. But there are people that come in and he turns into a little kid.
Yep.
He starts staring at his face and his hands and what he's wearing and up. It's creepy.
But it's not. It's like I'm listening. First of all, he was wearing really cool sunglasses. I didn't know where he was looking. So I was like, it's kind of weird when
at
someone.
At you.
I thought that too.
You were hoping.
To me.
No homo.
No, he's my
walk
oldest.
Me to the elevator. I'll sing you a song.
My longest running idol is Gene Simmons. His kids.
Bigger than Ozzy?
Longer than Ozzy. I love Ozzy more.
Right.
But longer than
so
a lot longer.
Gene was your first.
Beyond since
your first.
Since I was 8, it's 30 years.
Okay.
Oh wait, that's 18 years. Ah, an age joke.
All right, let's go to Andrea in New York City. Andrea.
Hi guys.
Hi.
What's up? I think what Gene said was really good, but talking about what you want ahead of time, you can't tell people what they want if you don't know what they want. Most people don't even know what they want, so that kind of puts holes in his whole Vulcan theory, I guess. Hello?
Yeah. I was just trying to figure out what you were saying and circumnavigate
all right,
Norton's
you.
Photo on the Peltor camera.
Thanks, Ed. Let's go to Rich in New Jersey. Rich.
So happy. Hey, guys. How are you?
Welcome aboard, Rich.
What's up, Rich?
Thank you. Long time, long time.
Yeah, good.
I think what the listeners were kind of getting ticked off about was the interview was good. Anthony, I like the way you went back to him. I think what people are catching is that he got on his soapbox.
Yes,
like, but that's what Gene does.
That's his thing, though. It's like
that's all he
who
does.
Cares?
We all know that, and I think it speaks for itself. I don't think we need to accent that stuff.
Anyone who's heard Gene Simmons, you're really not going to get anything different out of him.
Sometimes the best thing you could do as a radio talk show host is just let the guest talk, and the listener could figure out a lot of stuff by just listening to the guest.
Yeah, and you've heard him enough before that you kind of know.
I think it's hilarious when he starts just promoting,
yes.
You know, Kiss Coffins, Kiss Coffee Shops. Do you really need us to go, wow, you're really like a whore at this
stop
point?
Stop overly promoting.
It is funny as hell to hear just, what his new stuff they're popping
right,
out over there.
It's just good to listen to him, whore that stuff out.
My only regret is that I didn't, because he speaks a bunch of languages.
Unzip his, what's your only regret?
I wanted to ask him to say something in, like, Japanese.
Aw, that would have been adorable.
We could have.
The only thing that was
you
gone.
Buy Kiss Coffin.
By the way, that wasn't funny out. Man Jim Norton. That was Opie. That doesn't get credit for being funny ever.
I'm not going to do that because we're putting out the Kiss Fortune cookies.
Could you?
Are you?
Domi arigato?
Yes, go ahead, Rich.
Hey, guys, the only thing I was thinking of as he was going through the philosophical part of his speech, I kept running through my mind was that coffin, the Kiss coffin.
Right, yeah.
How can you take a guy serious at times?
Oh, my God. Now someone's saying no one called him out on being a sellout.
First oh, my
all,
God.
First of all,
what year is this?
First of all, we have. Second of all, like I just said, it's fun just to hear him whoring out his stuff, knowing what it's all about.
What? How is he a sellout, though? Kiss is bad. I will say this.
All right, now I'll speak up.
The best marketed band. They have been on lunchboxes and on posters and
from
dolls since 1976. How can you say that obviously he's a sellout? They've been doing that their whole career. That was part of what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And he's honest about it.
It's nothing new, yeah. Why call him out on
that? He's talking about all he wants to do is bang different shit. How is that a sellout? He's not denouncing something that he formerly was.
Well,
to me, that's what a sellout is.
Here's Barry. Barry.
Yeah, Barry. You would know.
I it's one thing to want to make money. It's one thing to want to like do well for yourself. But come on, a Kiss coffee shop. I mean, just.
How is that a sellout?
Did you hear his laugh when he said that? That's
he laughed.
Spoke volume.
He laughed.
No. I actually,
he even knows at this point.
Silly.
Like, look what I'm getting away with.
But
now
cares?
I got a Kiss coffee shop.
Why is it bad, dude? Like, how is that being a sellout? That's what I don't get.
You want to know what a marketing genius Gene Simmons is? We're still talking about it.
There you go, Adam Ferrara.
Wait,
the
on,
lines
dude,
are all full.
I hung up on him. I'm sorry, Jimmy. I'm really sorry. People saying it was a great interview. It wasn't a great interview. It was an okay interview. It was just what it was.
What it was. It was Gene being Gene.
Sonny Farrelly.
That's what you're going to get.
Hey, guys, listen. You know, I kind of agree with the rest of the people. I think the interview lacked cringe humor. I mean,
it
that's
did.
What I think everybody.
Does everything have to be cringy on this show?
Well,
we like to keep you guys guessing.
A call from Steve from Yellowstone probably would have been.
No, I couldn't do it. I would never have called Gene like that. I can't do it, dude. I can't Steve from Yellowstone, Gene Simmons. I can't do it. Couldn't do it to Ozzy Osbourne, ever.
No.
Ever.
Jimmy's too big a fan.
Hey, guys, suck. Bye.
I would just call and go, Ramon, I love this man, and I'd hang up.
And we'd be like, what happened to him?
Yeah.
By the way, thank you.
I'd be Frank the Smiler.
All right, so I love the interview. Gene is a genius. It was a fine interview. It was okay. It was boring. I think Gene's a douchebag. There you go.
I'll accept this. If you thought it was boring, okay, because you let a guy talk and you don't like it, whatever. But, like, he is a smart dude. And what is an interview supposed to be? Like, you know what he says, what he does. That's how he feels. We challenge him on certain points. He feels the way he feels. So what? You're supposed to change somebody's opinion?
What was it? 10 minutes?
I like the way talks about that, even though I wish I could pull it off.
Couple people.
The whole NASCAR Indy feud coming up.
Couple people are pointing this out, you know, and I don't hide. Eric from Wyoming. Yes, I did say on this show that I think his reality show sucks, and I should have said something. I just wasn't feeling it.
Oh, I've never seen it.
To be honest with you, I just wasn't feeling it. We did play clips from the show, and we were pretty damn bored.
I never saw it.
And I didn't like it. And yes, I should have said something. You're right. I'm not going to hide. I did say that on a past show, but I just wasn't, I don't know, I just wasn't feeling going after the guy.
He wasn't being, here's the thing, man, it's like when a guy's not being confrontational, and he wasn't being, he's just being himself. He wasn't busting balls with everybody in the studio, so why, I don't know, whatever, man.
All right, it's the ONA virus.
I know it.
Spreading across America. Adam Ferrara in studio. We haven't even announced him officially.
Hey, Adam. The Adam Ferrara thermos. The Adam
yes.
Press on birthmark you can have. Be like Adam at school.
I would like to welcome my friend, not Gene, to the
Thank you.